This is Look at Me, a Smallville fanfic written by Too Much Plore and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Clark Kent, Lex Luthor, with additional tags for established relationship, future fic, humor. "You," said Lex, the minute he came in the door that night, "are a huge goddamn cliché." Clark looked up from his laptop, startled by Lex's opening volley and by his wryly amused tone of voice. Lex held up the evening edition of The Planet in response to Clark's confused expression. "Have you no shame?" Clark blushed, leaping to his feet and stepping closer to examine the headline and picture himself. "Hey, Lois told me she was going home right away when I left at 4 o'clock. I can't believe Perry gave her the front page for this." "Are you mad because Lane scooped you on the Superman is a giant Boy Scout story?" Lex asked, incredulous. Clark took the paper from Lex's hand, scowling at the photo of himself. Brightly spandex-clad, hovering 10 feet above the ground, cradling something in his arms. "Do I look kind of dumb in this picture? I think I was talking to someone, but here I look like a mouth breather or something." Lex shook his head disbelievingly. "A kitten? Clark, you rescued a kitten from a tree." Clark was seemingly unbothered by Lex's teasing, squinting to examine the picture more thoroughly. "Did she manip this thing to make my arms bigger? Are my arms really that big?" Lex seized the paper back. "Clark, focus." Clark obediently looked up and locked his gaze on Lex. "You," Lex pointed at the picture. "Kitten," pointing at the vaguely fuzzy shape in Superman's large-armed grasp. "Tree." Clark's face suddenly went from puzzled to slightly wounded. It was really small and mewing. The mewing was kind of obstructing my super hearing. "I couldn't just leave it there, Lex." Lex nodded vigorously. "Yes, yes, you could have." He rolled the paper up and thwopped Clark's chest for emphasis. "Do you know what I spent all day doing? I was auditing all the quarterly reports for Luthor Corp because somebody in accounting is taking home a rather large, unauthorized bonus. Do you know how many reports that is? Do you know how incredibly boring that is?" "What are you saying?" Clark asked slowly, not bothering to flinch away from Lex's newspaper. "What I'm saying is that if you're having such a spectacularly slow day in terms of muggings and assaults and supervillains, could you maybe have spared a moment to come and use those super arms to help me sift through mounds of paperwork? Do you have some sort of problem with fighting a white-collar crime? Is it really better to employ your extraterrestrial ass in rescuing a goddamn kitten from a goddamn tree?" Clark went absolutely still as Lex's rant progressed, his face becoming more and more stoic. By the time Lex shouted the word tree, Clark's face was a perfect replica of Jonathan Kent's face the day that Clark had brought Lex home for dinner. It was the scary face. "Lex?" Clark asked, oh so mildly. "What?" Lex returned, unnerved by Clark's expression, but determined not to show it. "Do you have something against kittens?" "Something against them?" Lex repeated bravely, failing to answer Clark's question. "Yes." This isn't about kittens, Lex attempted.
Yes, it is,
Clark returned calmly. Lex tried a smile.
Look, Clark, I was just joking.
Kittens, Clark reiterated firmly.
Good or bad?
Lex sighed shortly, apparently seeing only one way out.
Kittens are good.
Lex sighed shortly, apparently seeing only one way out.
Kittens are good, he conceded flatly. Nothing in life gives me more joy than the sight of a kitten. In fact, if you decided to devote yourself entirely to the welfare of kittens, I would support that decision.
Clark only managed to maintain his facade for another couple of seconds before a huge grin split his face.
Glad you feel that way, he said heartily,
brushing past Lex into the kitchen.
Because I brought it home. The end.